Good evening.
Wan.
Does anybody know where we're going to in the scriptures tonight?
大家知道我们今天晚上要读的是哪段经文？ John 15.
Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
We're going to look at verse 4 this evening.
我们看第四节，第四节。
I want to speak tonight on the theme, what does it mean to abide in Christ?
我们要讲的主题是何谓在基督里。
Abide in me and I in you.
Verse 4, 第四节。你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine,
枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己不能结果子。
Neither can you unless you abide in me.
你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
Father, we thank you so much for this day.
父神，为今天真是感恩。
You've been so sweet to us.
你对我们是何等的甜美。
Now, Lord, I pray that this one word will be so clear to us.
父，我们求这个话会对我们清清楚楚的说话。
Abide,
就是在我里面。
Many of us perhaps think we are abiding in you and we're not.
很多我们人可能以为自己在你里面，其实并非如此。
And some may be abiding in you when they think they are not.
有些在你里面，但是却不知道在你里面。
Teach us to abide, I pray now in Jesus' name.
教导我们在你里面，我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. All of us who are true believers have heard the call of Jesus Christ.
我们凡是真是信主耶稣人，都听见了耶稣基督的呼召。
And that call has been effectual.
那个呼召是有果效的。
It has brought you to a saving knowledge of the Lord Himself.
导致你认识了主耶稣基督，以致得救。
But there comes another call from our dear Savior.
但是我们的救主还有另外一个呼召。
And it is as clear as the call to be saved.
那个呼召跟救恩的呼召是同等的清楚。
It is the call to abide in Him.
就是他呼召我们要藏在他里面。
The invitation has come to dine at the Master's table.
神呼召我们在他的餐桌面前一起用餐。
And this we have done.
我们的确如此那么做了。
But now at the table we are given another command.
在他的餐桌前，神又给我们另一个吩咐。
Dwell with me.
你要与我同在。
Abide with me.
要常与我同在。
And so we need to view this text.
所以我们需要这样看这段经文。
Not in the usual way that so many interpret it.
不是一般人解经这样解释。
He is not talking about the initial call to salvation.
他不是在讲论起初的救恩的呼召而已。
He is talking about something altogether different.
他在讲论一件完全不同的事。
And can only happen to those who have heard the call to be saved.
这个呼召只能够发生在那些已经蒙召得救的人身上。
I pray everyone here this evening knows Jesus Christ personally.
我巴不得在座的每一个都认识主耶稣基督。
You know He has called you into His family.
你知道他已经呼召你进入他的家庭里。
You've experienced the redeeming, regenerating work of the Spirit.
你已经经历到他救赎的大功在你的生命中。
But if you haven't,
但如果你还没有得救，
I plead with you in His name.
我奉他的名恳求你。
Come to Christ.
你要来到基督面前。
Come to Him.
来到他面前。
He has made it possible for you to come.
他已经把门敞开了，使你能够来。
There is no hindrance for the sinner, no blockade.
没有任何的叫罪人拦阻不得进他门的拦阻。
The path to God has been made clear by the blood of the Lamb.
借着羔羊的血。来到他面前的路已经开通了。
Access to God has been provided you.
神已经给了你敞开的门。
The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
在哥林多后书第五章，
that God was reconciled to the world in Christ Jesus.
神在耶稣基督里要人与他和好。
God has reconciled himself to us. And that means this, my friend.
这个意味着, 朋友们,
God has laid down his weapon against you. And he is willing to receive you. Therefore, the apostle declares to all who would respond,
因此使徒说道, 凡愿意接待他的,
be reconciled to God. You lay down your weapon against him and come to him. Receive his life. Receive the invitation to be a child of the living God. Let him break the power of sin and all of its idols.
And
experience life as he intended. Wouldn't you love to be able to wake up one morning and feel no guilt for what you did the night before? There is a joy that is in Christ, that it's clean and it's pure.
在基督里有一种喜乐, 那是纯粹的, 那个, 干净的圣洁的喜乐,
it transcends all other thrills and excitement.
那超越世上一切的欢喜快乐, 一切的感情,
I testify to you
我在这儿可以做见证,
of all of the good things that this world offers, I have tasted.
这世上我所尝到的一切世界能够给我的欢乐,
all of its offering of pleasure I have imbibed, received.
我能够接受的,
and I tell you the truth, I do not lie.
我告诉你是真实，我不撒谎。
The pleasure that I have received in Jesus Christ exceeds them all.
我在基督里所经历到的喜乐，远远超越世上一切的欢乐能够供给的。
It's better than
Yuan
sex,
超过性,
drugs, alcohol,
毒品酒精,
it's better than fame or fortune,
超过一切的名利富贵,
these things temporarily please us,
这些世上东西能够暂时的满足,
but they leave us hollow,
最后叫我们感到虚空无聊。
But the pleasure I have discovered in Christ satisfies me to the depth of my being.
但是我在基督里所发现的喜乐，完完全全满足了我内心最深处的需求。
And it's guiltless.
而且是不带着任何罪疚感的，是完全叫我得释放的，是真正的喜乐。
What burdens my heart tonight?
今天晚上叫我忧心的是
that there are Christians here who have tasted and seen that the Lord is good.
我们当中有些基督徒已经尝到了天恩的滋味，知道主是美善的。
You can say Amen.
你可以说是太好了，是我阿门。
The pleasure in Christ exceeds any pleasure I've ever had.
基督里的喜乐远远超过世上一切的欢乐。
But that pleasure has not been ongoing.
但是你那个喜乐没有继续下去。
It's not been continual for you.
对你来说，到此为止，浅尝而已。
You've had your highs, you've had your lows.
你有你的,
like a roller coaster.
你有你的起起伏伏, 像,
the consistency of the life of the vine has not been your experience.
那藏在葡萄树上的那个经常性不在你身上。
I grant you, nothing is as important as being right with God.
我告诉你，没有任何一件事情比与神和好，跟神有。
However, being right with God is not all there is to salvation.
然而称义，救恩不仅是称义而已。
What more could there be than that?
那还有什么超越这个呢？
To have my guilt lifted?
我的罪疚感没了。
To escape eternal judgment?
不再有永远的审判了。
No, I have a place reserved in heaven for me. What could be more than that?
我知道我在天上有份了，有什么能够超越这个呢？
It is abiding in Jesus.
那就是藏在基督耶稣里。
Now listen carefully.
好，注意听啊。
Abiding in Him does not save you.
藏在他里面不能救你。
But you are saved to abide.
但是你得救了，你就会藏在他里面。
You've been saved to abide in Him.
神拯救你好叫你常在他里面。
So we don't want to take away this call to be saved.
是我们不要把救恩的呼召挪开啊，带走啊。
I just want you to see it in its fullness.
我要你看到这个呼召的它的全面性，它的全备性。
The call to be saved.
这个得救的呼召。
Leads you to know and discover this call to abide.
会导致你明白他呼召你藏在他里面。
You could say it this way.
你可以这么说。
He delivers you from one master.
他把你从一个主人的权势下救出来。
In order to experience another master.
好叫你经历到另外一个主人的权势。
The mastery of sin will always promise more than it can deliver.
那罪的主权会应许你超越他能够救你脱离的。
God always gives us more.
神总是给我们更多的、更丰盛的生命。
He's a master who's good.
他是一位美善的主人。
He delivers.
他救我们。
He saves.
他拯救我们脱离。
And then he places you in a relationship.
他又把我们放在一个跟他的关系当中。
I think so many Christians have been set free from sin.
我想很多基督徒都从罪恶的权势中得释放。
But they don't experience this uninterrupted fellowship.
但是他们却不能够经历到这个不间断的跟神的关系，这个交通。
They have no idea of the wealth that is theirs.
他们不知道他们在基督里的这丰盛的产业。
They're much like a person whose home has burned.
他们就像一个人家被烧了。
They've been saved from the fire. Someone rescued them and brought them out.
他们从烈火中被拯救出来，脱离了毁灭。有人救他们。
They're saved.
他们得救了，没错。
Their life is theirs.
他们的生命得到了。
But they have no home.
但是他们现在还是无家可归，不知道往哪儿去。
How are they going to survive?
怎么样继续生存下去？
That describes a lot of Christians today.
这就形容今天很多基督徒光景。
They've been saved. They've been delivered.
他们已经从罪恶中得释放了。
But they act like they're out in the cold and homeless.
但是他们的行动就像他们无家可归一样，在外头。
Jesus had come.
耶稣说：“来吧，来住在我里面。”
This is why I've saved you.
这是我救你的目的。
You know Christ promised to help you, but the truth is,
你知道基督应许要拯救你，但实际上
，you feel like you're on your own.
你觉得好孤单呢、啊？你孤零零的，无依无靠。
Let me ask you this.
好，请问
，How many of you could say honestly say
多少人可以真诚的、诚实的说
that your love for Jesus is stronger and greater now than when you were saved?
你现在对耶稣的爱超过你刚刚得救的时候对他的爱。
You should be able to say that.
你应该那么回答。
Because our love for Christ should deepen with time.
因为我们跟随着时间的过去，我们对基督的爱应该越来越深。
But sadly, the experience of almost every Christian.
但是很可惜的，几乎每一个基督徒的经历是
is they look back on their conversion as the sweeter.
当他们回顾他们得救的时刻，那个时候比现在更甜美。
Haven't you ever longed to experience the joy that you experienced when you were first saved?
你难道没有想要得到你得救的那一刻所得到的喜乐吗？
You wish your heart felt like it did for Christ when you were first converted.
你巴不得你现在有初信的时候，那个时候的那种喜乐。
What does that mean?
那这意味着什么呢？
It means you've not learned to abide in Christ.
这意味着你没有学习到住在基督里。
For if you had have learned to abide,
因为如果你学到藏在他里面的话，
you would discover that the day you were saved,
你会发现你得救那一天。
Was small in comparison to the joys you now experience.
比起你现在所经历的喜乐，小巫见大巫。
You would discover the greater resources of His love.
你会发现他的爱的长阔高深。
So, if you can only look back and find your better days,
如果你回顾过去啊，过去比现在更美好的话，
then you,
那么
have not abided.
就没有藏在它里面了。
Well, having said all of that,
说了那么多
we come to the very heart of this parable.
我们回到这个比喻的核心。
And our responsibility.
和我们的责任。
Up to this point,
直到目前为止呢
He's told us about the responsibilities of the vine and the vine dresser.
他告诉我们这葡萄树的责任和栽培者的责任。
Now he turns the emphasis to the branches.
好，现在他把重点放在枝子身上。
What does it mean to abide?
住在他里面意味着什么呢？
Are we already in Christ and therefore abiding? Are we already?
我们不是已经在基督里了吗？我们不是在已经住在他里面了吗？
Well, evidently, according to the parable,
很明显的，根据这个比喻啊，
being in Christ and abiding in Christ are two different things.
在基督里和常在他里面是两码事。
Verse 2,
在第二节啊，
here Jesus establishes the fact that there are branches in him, but they are not necessarily abiding.
耶稣在告诉我们，有一些枝子是属他的，在他里面，但是却不常在他里面。
For if they were abiding, they would have been producing fruit.
如果他们常在基督里，他们就会多结果子了。
If abiding in Christ is the same as being in Christ, then why does Jesus command his disciples to abide?
如果属于他，在他里面，say it again.
If abiding in Christ is exactly the same thing as being in Christ,
跟藏在基督里，凡属他的，你看第二节，
then why,
跟藏在他里面是同一码事的话，
then why did Christ command the disciples to abide in?
那为什么基督要吩咐他的门徒要藏在他里面呢？
They were already in him.
他们已经在他里面属他了吗？
But they were not abiding.
但他们却不藏在他里面。
So abiding is not the same thing as being in Christ.
是属于他和藏在他里面不是同一回事。那到底什么意思呢？
Well, let me first give you the evidences of abiding.
首先让我给你看到藏在它里面的明证是什么。
And then we'll finish with a working definition.
然后我们再看看它的这实际的操作的定义。藏在它里面。
If you are truly abiding in Christ, there are going to be certain fruits.
如果你真正的藏在它里面，你生命中一定会有一些果子。
The first fruit.
好，第一个果子什么呢？
Is fruitfulness.
就是多结果子。
That's the first evidence that you are truly abiding in the Lord.
这是第一个你真正藏在他里面的证据。
In fact, Christ makes it the main, primary, evidence.
其实这耶稣说这是最主要的证据。第四节。
Abide in me and I in you as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
I want to make two observations.
我们要观察两件事。
Number one.
第一。
Being a branch,
身为枝子
and being a fruitful branch are two different things.
和身为多结果子的枝子是两码事。
Now many, again, I say, want to make this parable only about conversion.
我再说一次，很多人呢想要把这个比喻仅仅涉及到救恩而已啊。
Who are the true Christians versus those who are not?
那些真基督徒和假基督徒的分别。
They want to make this whole thing pivot around justification.
他们把这整个比喻都围绕着因信称义的这个主题。
This is not the point of the parable.
但这不是这个比喻的重点。
He's not discussing what it means to be converted.
他讲的不是得救不得救的问题。
Or how to know if somebody's converted.
或者如何知道一个人是否得救。
These 11 men had already committed their lives to Christ.
因为这11个门徒已经把生命委身于基督了。
He's not warning them about apostasy.
他不是在警告他们会有离经叛道的危险。
Here he is in his last hour with these men.
现在主耶稣在他生命中最后一刻跟这十一个人在一块儿。
And before being crucified and taken from them,
在他钉十字架离开他们之前，
he's preparing them,
他在预备他们的心，
and giving them instructions on how to live without him,
教导他们当他不在的时候，他们应当怎样生活。
Once he has returned to the Father, what's life going to be like?
一旦耶稣回到父那儿，地上门徒们当怎样生活？
As we said last night, this is the theme of the parable.
我们昨天晚上说的，这是这整个比喻的主旨。
So the result of abiding is fruitfulness.
所以藏在耶稣里的结果就是多结果子。
Therefore, a Christian can either be fruitful or barren.
所以一个基督徒要不就多结果子，要不就不结果子。
And barrenness must be the symptom of not abiding.
所以不结果子一定是不藏在它里面的一个病状。
The second observation I'd like to make
第二个观察我们要看的,
is that fruitlessness without fruit
不结果子,
means little to no demonstrating of Christ. No demonstration of Christ.
意思就是在你生命中没有基督的彰显。
If you're not being fruitful,
如果你不多结果子的话,
you're not manifesting Jesus.
你就没有彰显基督在你生命中，你没有把它彰显出来。
For the Spirit of Christ in you is what is producing the fruit.
因为是基督的灵在你里面使你能够结果。
And if you are not cooperating with the Holy Spirit for whatever reason,
如果你不论什么原因没有跟圣灵合作的话,
then the life of Christ cannot be displayed.
那么基督的生命在你生命中就不能彰显出来。
If you're not bearing the image of Jesus in your personality and behavior,
如果在你的言行上没有彰显耶稣基督的形象,
it can mean only one thing.
只能意味着一件事,
you are not interacting with Jesus.
你没有跟耶稣基督交流交通。
He's there. But there's no interaction.
但你跟他没有交通。
There's very little of his activity in your life. You're not experiencing the dynamic of his life. Something is obstructing the fruit-bearing life of Christ.
有一些是拦阻了那结果子的生命，基督的生命在你里面。
The second evidence
好，第二个证据
of abiding
就是在基督里，你藏在他里面的证明就是
joyfulness
就是喜乐
joyfulness
喜乐。
I don't hesitate to say many good Christians are not as joyful as Jesus. Indeed,
我毫不犹豫地说，许多基督徒都没有主所要他所有的喜乐。
Once again, they can remember the joy they had when they were saved.
他们可以记得他们刚刚得救的时候何等欢喜快乐。
But they're not experiencing it now. In John chapter 15, verse 11, right after our parable, Jesus links his remarks about the parable to joy. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you.
是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。How
many of you are joyless tonight?
今天晚上多少人是缺乏喜乐？It's
not that you don't desire to have joy.
不是说你不想有喜乐。You're
just not interacting with joy himself.
但是你没有跟喜乐挂上钩。What
does the psalmist say?
David,
in your presence is fullness of joy.
And at
thy right hand, pleasures
forevermore.
You cannot be experiencing the presence of Jesus and not experience joy.
It has to happen. It's a
natural outcome. So our question is, if you're joyless tonight,
如果你今晚没有喜乐,
examine
你要反省,
what is your interaction with Christ?
你跟基督关系如何?
It's no wonder you don't experience the joy of the Lord. How can you?
难怪你没有神的喜乐, 你怎么能有喜乐呢?
So if you're not experiencing joy, what are you experiencing?
你没有经历他的喜乐, 你在经历什么呢?
You walk with a constant sense of condemnation.
你总是活在罪疚感的罪的控告之下。
You think you're a constant grief to God.
你认为你总是叫神忧心、担心、忧愁。
You feel as if you're His number one problem child.
你认为他是你是他最大的这个败家子。
Joyless ones. Am I not telling the truth?
对不对? 没有喜乐的弟兄姊妹，我是不是讲的是真的？
Isn't there a sense even of dread of God?
你甚至心里头会害怕，怕神。
A fear of really enjoying Him.
你害怕跟他亲近，你害怕享受他的同在。
This is an evidence you're not abiding.
这就证明你不藏在他里面了。
me give you a third.
再给你第三个证明。
Third evidence of abiding is contentment.
第三个藏在它里面的证明就是满足。
But contentment seems to be missing in so many believers.
但是在很多的信徒的生命中, 这个满足似乎缺乏。
What's the opposite of contentment?
满足的相反是什么? 不满足。
Not contentment.
Okay.
Let me give you another word.
让我再给你另一个词啊, 不满足的另一个,
boredom.
就是无聊, 沉闷。
There are a lot of Christians sitting in churches.
很多基督徒坐在教会里头闷得不得了。
It's not just bored with church.
不仅仅是对教会闷啊。
Bored with their very own lives.
他们对自己的生命都觉得好无聊，闷。
When one is feeling little to no joy, when one is feeling little or no joy,
当一个人觉得没有喜乐或者很少喜乐的时候，
boredom will always occur.
那个无聊的感觉，
a boredom with the routineness of your life.
觉得是日复一日，年复一年，那个家常便饭。
What's the sign of boredom?
无聊的象征是什么呢?
Always craving something new and exciting.
总是希望得到一些新鲜的玩意儿。
I know when people are bored with Jesus.
我知道有些人对耶稣都觉得好闷。It's
obvious.
很明显。
Jesus is not enough for them.
对他们来说，单单有耶稣不够。
And so they're after the latest religious fad.
所以在最后的这个宗教的潮流之后呢？
Thinking that's going to make the difference in their life.
他们以为那个时尚，宗教时尚能够使他们生命有改变。
We've got so many people running after this teacher or this teacher.
我们有好多人一下追逐那个师傅，一下追逐这个师傅。
This experience or this experience.
哦，这个经历，那个经历。
Wow. Because they're empty. They have tasted and seen that the Lord is good.
他们已经尝到，哇，主是美善的。
But they don't know how to keep feeding on Jesus.
但是不知道如何继续的借着基督来满足他们。
So they're trying to replace and get that feeling again.
所以他们想要用别的东西来代替那个满足。
If you're bored,
如果你觉得沉闷,
the short and simple answer is,
这简单扼要答案就是,
Jesus is not fascinating to you.
耶稣对你来说吸引力不够。
He's not stimulating your mind.
他没有激起你的激情。
Stimulating the heart.
它没有激起你的理性。
Once again, can only mean.
这只能够意味着。
No interaction with Jesus.
你跟耶稣没有交通，关系不够密切。
You're blaming him.
你责备他。
But you're not even giving him a chance.
但你根本没给他机会。
You've got to interact with him.
你必须跟他交通哎。
That's what we want to talk about tonight.
这是我们今晚要讲，明天要讲。
How do I do that?
我怎么与他挂钩？
What happens to a man that's bored with his wife?
一个人如果对他妻子觉得好闷的话，会有什么结果？
He starts looking for excitement in other places.
他就会眉来眼去找别的。
Sometimes a new wife.
有时候找一个新太太。
Or some other kind of stimulant.
或者其他能够激动他的东西。
Drugs or alcohol. Throws himself into his work and success becomes his.
或者成天干活，工作成了他的妻子。
Have you ever wondered why so many young people are always playing video games?
你有没有发现为什么那么多年轻人成天玩游戏啊？
It's not because the game is so fun.
因为不是那游戏有趣啊，闷死了。
I mean, have you seen some of those games they have?
如果你看到他们一些游戏啊,
here's a grown man chasing a little squirrel.
这个大人成天在追逐那个黄鼠狼。
Or angry birds.
或者在追逐那个发怒的鸟。
It's silly.
这愚昧嘛, 无聊嘛。
But people consume hours and hours of the day.
那人们花每天好几个钟头的时间玩那玩意儿。
Why?
为什么?
Because they're trying to find excitement out of a bored life.
因为他们想要从这个无聊生命中找到一些刺激。
They're not fascinated with Christ.
他们没有被基督吸引得到。
The human soul will always seek something to excite it.
人的灵魂总是找到想要找一些东西来使它刺激一下，过瘾一下。
Are you bored?
你是否闷吗？发闷吗？
then you're not abiding in Jesus.
那么你就不在耶稣基督
里。
没有一个人在耶稣藏在他里面会闷的。
He contents the heart.
他能够满足人心的空虚。
Another evidence of the
另外一个藏在耶稣基督里的一个证明就是信心。
But once again, so many Christians seem to be faithless.
再一次，很多基督徒似乎一点信心都没有。
This lack of faith cannot be in any way tied to Jesus Christ. It's not his fault. This faithlessness.
这个没有缺乏信心，不是因着耶稣基督缘故，不是他的错。
It's not because he's untrustworthy.
不是因为他不可靠，不可信。
Jesus is absolutely trustworthy.
耶稣基督是绝对可靠可信的。
The problem is not God cannot be trusted.
问题不是神不值得我们信赖。
The problem is the child of God trusts himself more than he trusts God.
问题出在神的儿女信靠自己，自信过于神，这是你的问题。
That's why faith is missing.
所以他们对神的信心就缺乏了。为什么？
Because when you're abiding in Christ, faith can never go missing.
因为如果你藏在基督里的话，你就不会缺乏信心。
Because to abide in Jesus requires faith in Christ.
因为藏在耶稣基督里需要基督对基督的信心。再一次啊,
in the text, John 15,
15 章第七节,
Jesus links faith with abiding.
耶稣把信心跟藏在他里面挂上钩。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you,
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
You will ask what you desire and it shall be done.
把你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
Answered prayer is always a product of faith.
神回应祷告总是因着信心的结果。
Therefore, faith must somehow be a component of abiding.
所以
must be a component of abiding.
所以信心必须是藏在它里面的一个成分。
Beloved,
亲爱的
we are cheating ourselves.
我们在自欺啊。
There could be so much more to experience answered prayer. More experiences of answered prayer.
我们可以经历到更多的神回应我们祷告。
We could be seeing God do things that are unbelievable to most.
我们可以看到神做难以置信的，大多数人难以置信的奇妙的事。
We're going to get into verse 7 in another.Session.
我们下一堂课也许明天要看到第七节、啊、
I've got to say this about
it. 那我今天必须说
Jesus is not He's not giving you a false promise here.
这里主耶稣不是在给你一些虚假的应许空头支票 他实实在在的说
that when you're abiding in him,
当你藏在他里面的时候
You can ask what you want, you desire.
你可以求你所要的任何事。
It shall be done.
会为你成就的。
It shall be done.
必定成就的。
In fact, I really believe God wants us to challenge him.
我真心相信神要我们凭着信心向他挑战。
I believe he wants us to be like That brother in the Old Testament, Caleb.
我相信他要我们像旧约的那个加勒一样。
Give me the biggest mountain you can find.
给我那最高的山、最大的山、最雄伟的山。
Faith doesn't dwell in the lowlands.
信心不愿意住在低谷里面。
Faith goes for the big mountains.
信心会攀登高原的，登峰造极。
How's your prayer life?
你的祷告生活如何？
When's the last time you can remember God answering a prayer?
最后一次神回答你祷告是什么时候？记得吗？
If it's a long time ago,
如果是很久很久以前的话，
then it's proof you're not abiding.
那就证明你不是藏在基督里了。
Let me give you one more.
让我再给你一个证明啊。
Love
就是爱。
Love is a evidence of abiding.
藏在基督里的另一个证明是爱。你看第九节
John 15:9
十五章第九节
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you.
我爱你们正如父爱我一样
Abide in my love.
你们要藏在我的爱里
Yet, missing in so many Christians' lives.
但是在许多的基督徒的生命中我们却缺乏这个爱
Love for him.
对他的爱是实在缺乏。
Now, I'm not accusing anyone in this room of not loving Jesus.
我不是在控告我们这会堂中任何一个人。当然你爱他，我知道你爱他。
But the degree of that love is often shallow.
但往往我们的爱的程度是何等的肤浅，对不对？
We love him, but we love him little.
我们爱他，但是爱他们一点点。
This is an evidence of not abiding in Christ.
这就证明了我们没有常在他里面。
Oh no, I love him much.
我爱他，我很爱他。
Then can he ask anything from you and you'll be willing to joyfully give it to him?
他能否向你要求任何东西，你都会甘心乐意的给他任何事情，你愿意。
God comes to you tonight and says, "This is what I want. This is what my love demands."
如果今天主晚上到你面前说，这是我的爱所要求你给我的，你愿意吗？
In the name of love, are you willing to sacrifice it?
你因着爱的缘故，愿意牺牲我所要求你东西吗？愿意吗？
That's how much you love or do not love.
这就证明你爱他或是不爱他。
I think these are some of the ills that many Christians are suffering.
我相信这是很多基督徒所受到的疾苦，受到的困扰。
So I don't want to belabor this point.
我不再花时间在这一点上。
Let me just ask you right now.
让我再请问大家。
How many would agree with me and say?
多少人会同意我说
？Yes, I know something is missing in my Christian life.
我知道在我生命中缺乏了一些东西。
I'm sure there's got to be more to this.
我相信我现在所经历的基督徒神对我的。给我的一定更多。
Would say I keep hoping for that moment.
多少人会说，我不断巴望那个时刻来到。
And it seems like heaven comes down and glory fills my soul.
当天堂降下来，荣耀充满我的灵，我盼望的时刻来到。
If you can agree with that,
如果你能够同意的话
，then what you're saying is that something at this moment is wrong in your relationship with Jesus.
你就是同意，此时此刻你跟基督的关系出了问题。
Before tonight, you just weren't able to put your finger on it.
在今晚睡觉之前，你要点出来，指出来到底错在哪。
Here's what some of you have done.
你们当中有些人就这么做了。
You upped your religion.Increased your religious activity.
你不断地增加你的宗教活动。
You thought getting more involved in church work would be the answer.
多参与教会服事可以满足我。
Or you started studying the Bible more.
或者多读圣经。
Or you started listening to more sermons on the internet.
或者在网上多听点讲道。
Reading more books.
多读些属灵书籍。
Trying to find.The answer to what's missing.
你试图想要找到你所缺乏的答案。
Listen, I'm here to tell you what's missing.
我告诉你缺乏什么。
You're not abiding in Christ.
因为你不常在基督耶稣里。
Now, what do I mean?
什么意思啊？
By abiding in Christ.
常在基督里。
What is Jesus?
定义是什么？耶稣所讲的。
Definition.
我们看看这个定义是什么
？Of abiding, there may be some biblical synonyms.
也许有一些圣经里的同义词啊。
As you can see,
你可以看到
all of these evidences of abiding show us something of interaction with Jesus.
所有这些藏在基督里这些证明呢，都表明我们跟基督的关系，跟他的交通联系。
In other words,
换言之
it's all relationship based.
都是一个有跟神的关系交通的一个基础上。
Let me define this word abide.
让我下定义啊，何谓住在他里面
？The word abide can be translated this way.
在他里面可以这么翻译啊。
Remain.
留在他里面。
Dwell.
住在他里面。
Continue.
继续在他里面。
Stay.
留在就这个意思。
But which one is?
到底是什么在他里面
？Well, or maybe it's all of the above.
或者都是我超越这些。
It would seem at first that the word somehow suggests inactivity.
似乎这个词啊，暗示在一个活动里头，一个。
If I look at Sam down here,
如果我现在看着 Sam 弟兄
，and I say,
Sam,
stay,
留在哪儿 ，Sam?
He thinks,
他认为呢
，as well as you, that he mean, I mean.Don't move.
我的意思，停住，不要动，不要动，对不对
？Inactivity.
不要动，对不对
？Don't do anything.
别
Stay there.
什么都别干，留在那，停 ，stop.
And that gives you the idea of doing nothing.
那给你一个 没有静止没有活动的一个概念。但这里耶稣所讲的不是这个意思。
He's not talking about inactivity.
他讲的不是不动不是静止。
He's not talking about neutrality.
他讲的也不是中立。
He wants you to think of living together with him.
他要你想到的是跟他住在一起同居。
Remaining in close fellowship.
跟他有亲密的关系和交通。
This is not a picture of doing nothing.
这不是一个静止不动的一幅画。
Rather, it's doing something.
那是在正在做一些事。
There is a Christian teaching that was made popular way over 100 years ago.
大概一百年前有一种基督教的教导很流行的。
It was summarized with this statement.
他们会这么总结。
Let go and let God.
放掉让神做。
Let go and let God.
放掉让神做。
The idea was,There's nothing for the Christian to do.
那个概念就是基督徒不用做什么。
But just to trust.
就信靠他就行了。
And just trust God for everything.
一切都交托给他。
And if you can just rest in the Lord.
如果你能够安息在主里面。
You'll have no responsibility.
你就没有任何责任了。
Because you're waiting on God to do it all for you.
因为你在等候神替你成就这一切。
The problem with that teaching is this.
这个教导的问题是。
It's almost right.
这几乎对了。
It's almost
几乎达标了，还差一点。
There's a lot of truth in those statements.
他们讲的话有很多真理，没错。
But the little that it misses, it misses by a whole lot.
但是他们就缺那么一点，就缺大了，缺德了。
God does not command you to do nothing.
没有吩咐你什么都不做。
He never exhorts inactivity.
他从来没有吩咐你静止不动，什么都不做。
The most active thing you can do is wait on God in faith.
你能够做的最大的活动就是凭着信心等候他。
The scriptures say, "Wait on the Lord."
圣经一次一次的反复的吩咐，等候主，等候耶和华。
We read those words and we think, "Okay."
我们听了那些话，我们就我啥都不用干了。不。
Waiting is not passive.
等候不是消极的，乃是积极的。
You have to take your faith.
你必须拿起信心。
And work it to trust and hang on to God.
你必须拿起信心，要努力的。抓住神
Because while you're waiting, things are going to be happening.
因为当你等候的时候，周围的事会发生很多事。
And it looks like God's not doing anything.
好像神什么都没做一样。
No.
不。
It takes great activity to hold on to God.
要抓住神，等候他需要很大的力量。
Jesus is not arguing to do nothing.
耶稣不是说你什么都不要做，不。
Rather, he is saying there is something you must do.
他来说你必须做一些事。
So, for example, if I said to you,
我对你说
，Sam,
萨姆
，I want you to remain with me.
我要你
，and don't depart.
留在我身旁，不要离开。
You would know that instead of him sitting there and remaining there,
你知道他不会坐在那儿不动的。
That he was to now follow and go wherever I go.
他相反的，他会跟着我，我所到之处，他就跟着我后面。
And be involved in whatever I'm doing.
凡我所做的，他都会
remain with me,
都会
stay with me,
干预，都会进入，都会参与。留在我身旁。
Sam's going to go everywhere I go.
意思我所到之处 ，Sam 也会跟着我一块。
That's the idea behind this one.
这就是这里的。在我里面的意思藏在我里面。
Whatever you see me doing,
你凡是看到我所做的
，be there involved,
你也要参与，你也要加入，你也要合作。
Remain, stay with me,
住在我里面，留在我里面，跟在我旁边。
So in order for a branch to bear fruit,
所以枝子如果要结果子。
That branch has to be in harmony with the vine.
那枝子必须跟葡萄树要配合。
It has to be participating in the vine's fruit production.
必须在葡萄树结果的这个过程当中完全的参与进去。
Let me quote.
让我引用。
A.W. Pink.
Pink. A.W. Pink.
I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
不晓得你听过他没有 ？Pink. 叫上宾宾客。
He wrote one of the best books on the sovereignty of God.
他写了一本有关神的主权的一本最好的书。
Pink said this about abiding in Christ.
宾客呢这样讲论藏在基督里啊，他说
，To abide in Christ has always reference to the maintaining of fellowship with God.
藏在他里面总是和基督相交有关系的。
Always has to do with maintaining relationship with God.
总是跟保持跟神保持一个亲密的关系有关。
The word abide calls us to vigilance.
这个叫我们在它里面叫我们总是呼召我们要警醒。
Vigilance.
警醒。
Lest at any time the experimental realization of our union with Christ should be interrupted.
免得我们跟神的关系亲密的关系会受到阻隔。
In other words,
换言之
He is saying,
他在说
I have to fight
我必须要征战
to keep sure that I'm staying with him,
来保持我
relating with him,
继续跟他挂钩保持我跟他亲密的关系
so that I experience my oneness with him,
好叫我经历到我跟他合一的关系
and if I don't fight to do that,
如果我不挣扎我不努力来维持的话
this union
这个关系
will be interrupted,
这个合一就会被拦阻
I will not experience it.
我就经历不到这个联合
it will not be real to me.
就不会成为事实了
He goes on to say,
他继续说
to abide in him then,
在他里面那么
This is very good. You've got to pay attention.
他讲得很好，你注意听啊。
To abide in Him then,
藏在他里面呢，那么
is to have
就是
sustained. Do you know what that means?
就是有一个继续持续不断的
continual ongoing
继续不停的
conscious communion
在一个意识到的跟他的关系。交通当中亲密的交通与他常常相交
I've got to fight
我必须要征战
to keep my mind in a frame of thinking
让我的思想不停地运转
that keeps me conscious
保守我知觉清醒
of my union with him
知道我与他同在合一我的交通与他的交通
Does that make sense?
听懂吗
Now that is not inactivity
这不是消极的
That's not passivity
不动这不是
That's work
这是要下功夫的付代价的
As I said last night
正如我昨天晚上说的
Lazy Christians are going to have difficulty with abiding in Christ
偷懒的基督徒要藏在他里面很困难
He's not going to do this for you.
他不会为你成就这一切。
This is the responsibility he gives to we the branches.
这是他给枝子的责任。
His responsibility he will take care of.
他的责任他会尽到。
He will make sure you have everything you need.
他会供应你一切所需要的，你放心。
He has given us his spirit.
他给了我们他的灵。
But we have to learn.
但我们必须要学习。
How to keep the mind.
如何保守我们的心思意念
In conscious communion with him always
总是警醒警觉与他同在同行
And that's not easy
这是不容易的
And the reason it isn't easy
之所以不容易呢
Is because
是因为
we are naturally tied to what
我们很自然的都受什么捆绑 受到这
The material,
感官的物质世界的捆绑束缚。
So you can see, abiding is a word that speaks of interaction.
所以你看到住在它里面，在它里面讲到一个活动，一个行动。
An interaction that takes the fruit-producing life of Christ and passes from Him to you.
把耶稣那个结果的生命跟你挂上钩，总是跟他连接。
Abiding is the fellowship.
藏在它里面是一个关系，一个交通。
Are you daily, hourly?
你是否时时刻刻
minute by minute,
每一天每一刻
in conscious realization of His abiding presence.
总是时时刻刻警觉到他的同在。
Are you doing everything you do in light of His promise?
你是否因着他给你的应许而行你所做的一切事呢？
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
他说我永远不离开你，不撇下你。
Now, tomorrow,
明天。
Not tonight.
不是今晚。
Tomorrow,
明天。
We'll explain how to do that.
我们会解释怎么做到。
Not tonight.
不是今晚。
Tomorrow,
明天。
Keeping you hanging on to the very end.
我要把你吸引过来直到最终。
There is an interaction that takes place in our walk with God.
当我们与神同行的时候，中间有交通。
And it's missing in most of our lives.
在我们生命当中，这个是一个缺乏的基因因素。
It's not always sensational.
这总不是总是很兴奋的。
It's very seldom marked with dramatic experience.
很少是有很刺激的经历，是有这样的特征的，很少。
But there is interaction.
有彼此的交通。
Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 21.
你记得约翰福音十四章二十一节耶稣说什么？
Turn back a page.
翻过去看一下啊。
John 14:21.
十四章二十一节。
Jesus states in another way what he means by abiding.
哦，耶稣用另一个方式来表达何谓藏在他里面。
Abiding means.
哦，藏在他里面意味着。
The manifestation of Jesus's presence.
是耶稣基督同在的彰显。
If you're abiding, you are conscious of His presence.
如果你藏在他里面，你就知道他的同在。
This is what He promised.
啊，他应许了。
He who has my commandments and keeps them.
而且有了我的命令又遵守的。
It is He who loves me.
这人就是爱我的。
And He who loves me will be loved by my Father.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
And I will love Him.
我也要爱他。
And manifest myself.
并且要向他显现，看到没有？听到没有？向他显现。
Jesus promised.
耶稣应许了。
Manifest, show himself to you.
要向你显现。
Now, if you're tied to the material,
如果你总是受这个物质世界的束缚的话
，you're going to be looking for physical material experiences.
你就会寻找那些物质的这些。经历
You're going to be just like those apostles.
你就会像当时的使徒一样。
When Jesus said, "I'm going to go away," you won't see me bodily.
当耶稣说我要离开你们，你再也看不到我了。
You will not believe that that is an advantage.
你就不会是相信这是一个益处。
But Jesus promised.
但耶稣应许了。他说话算话。
Ongoing manifestation.
他应许了一个不断的显现。
And it is.In interaction with him.
就是跟他不断的相交。
Now let's talk about this experiential presence of the Holy Spirit for a moment.
我们再谈一谈圣灵的，我们可以经历到的他的同在。
Because Jesus manifests himself to us through the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣借着圣灵向我们显现。
Which I consider the very heart of the matter of abiding.
这就是我认为是与神与我们同在，神藏在我藏在我藏在我他里面的一个最重要的因素。
Let me apologize for being so repetitive.
让我道歉啊，我总是重复啊，但是我要再说一次。
But the dominant theme of this entire discourse.
这整个耶稣的讲话当中的最主要的主旨
is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的工作。
He had assured his apostles that he would not be with them bodily.
他已经告诉他的门徒们，他不会肉身与他们同在，身体同在。
With them through the person of the Holy Spirit.
但是他借着圣灵的位格会与他们同在。我们再看一次啊，再看一次。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Let's begin reading in verse 16.
从十六节开始。
I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
Anybody feel like you need a Helper in this life?
我们当中有没有认为你需要一位保惠师，一位中保在生命中
？Man, I feel it right now.
我现在都感觉到我需要。
You know, I'm preaching to you, but I'm really praying.
虽然我在向你讲道，但我自己正在祷告。
My Lord, I believe in you, Lord.
主啊，我信，我信。
I believe your promises.
我相信你的应许。
Come on,
主啊
，Help me.
帮助我。
Help Brother Larry.
帮助我翻译。
Help my brothers and sisters.
帮助我弟兄姐妹好好听。
I'm doing that in my mind while I'm preaching.
我一边讲到一边在祷告，我求神帮助。
Because I need a helper.
因为我需要一位保惠师。
You need a helper.
你也需要保惠师。
Jesus has promised us a helper.
耶稣应许要赐一位保惠师来帮助。
We have someone.
我们有一位保惠师。
And he will abide with you forever.
他会永远与你们同在，看没有？
The Spirit of Truth.
就是真理的灵。
Spirit of Truth.
真理的圣灵。
Clue.
这是他给我们的暗示。
Big clue.
一个很大的暗示。
It has something to do with the truth.
这跟真理有关系。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Spirit of Truth.
真理的圣灵。
You want to experience the power of the Holy Spirit?
你要经历圣灵的大能吗？
He will make himself known in and through the word, the truth of God.
他会借着神的话语的真理向你显现，向你显明。
So simple.
这么简单，就这么简单。
We miss it.
但是我们往往抓不到。
Tomorrow.
明天。
Promise.
明天我不会应许啊，明天。
Spirit of truth.
真理的圣灵。
The world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him.
世人不能接受他，接纳，因为不认识他，也不能够认识他。
But you know.
也不能见他，但你们却认识他。
For he dwells with you.
因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Look at verse 26.
再看26节。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
但保惠师就是我父，因我名要差来圣灵。
The Father will send in my name.
他要。
He will teach you all things.
他要将一切的事指教你们。
There it is.
看到没有
？Teach.
教导，教导，指教。
Truth.
真理，真理，教导真理。
And bring you to remembrance all the things that I have said.
并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说过的一切话。
Chapter 15, verse 26.
十五章二十六节。
But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of
Truth. 但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来的真理的圣灵，他来了，就为我做见证。
Spirit of Truth, there it is again.
看没有？又一次，真理的圣灵。
Who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me.
他从父那里来，他要为我做见证。
You also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning.
你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
Then the 16th chapter of John.
十六章约翰福音十三节。
John 16:13.
十六章的十三节。
However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come,
只等真理的圣灵来了。
Now you certainly know that when you have a phrase repeated,
你一定知道，当有一句话，圣经一句话反复的重复，重复，重复。
But that's very important.
这表明这句话非常重要。
And you need to pay attention.
你需要注意啦。
Right?
对不对？真理的圣灵。
When he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all.
他要引导你们明白一切的真理，真理。
Not a feeling.
不是一个感觉啊。
Nor is it only intellectual.
也不是仅仅理性上的。
Tomorrow.
明天我会解释，我应许啊。
He will not speak on his own authority.
因为他不是凭自己说的。
Whatever he hears, he will speak.
那是把他所听见的都说出来。
He will tell you things to come.
并且要把将来的事告诉你们。
Glorify me.
他要荣耀我。
For he will take of what is mine and declare it to you.
因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Do you see?
看到没有？
Abiding in Jesus.
住在耶稣基督里。
Is an interaction with the Spirit of Truth.
是跟真理的圣灵挂钩。
Who will communicate Jesus to you?
他会把耶稣基督传达给你。
In such a way.Through the truth,
会这样传达给你，借着他的真理。
Can have uninterrupted conscious communion with Him.
你可以有不间断的跟他的交流关系，密切的交通。
That, my dear friends, is what it means.
那个就是住在耶稣基督里，藏在他里面的意思。
So let me conclude.
好，让我做结论。这节课啊，结论。
One more.
还有一堂课。
You can handle it.
如果你能够。能够受得了。
To abide in Christ,
在基督里藏在他里面。
Means I am desperately dependent upon the indwelling Holy Spirit.
意思就是我迫切的，我在像绝望的人一样，抓住救命稻草一样，我完全要依靠圣灵。
In other words,
换言之。
I know that I cannot live the Christian life.
我知道我靠自己不能够过基督徒生活。
And therefore,
因此
in order to obey and please my God whom I love,
要顺服讨我所爱的神的喜悦。
I am desperate for his help.
我迫切的需要他的帮助。
And thus,
因此
I cast myself upon him.
我把自己完全交托给他
I'm dependent upon him.
依靠他依赖他
In other words,
换言之
Lord,
主啊
sink or swim.
我要不就死要不就活
live or die.
我抓不到你我就没了我啥都没了
I'm clinging to you.
我紧紧抓住你
holding on to you.
我紧紧抱住你不放
You've made me a promise.
你给了我这样的应许我孤注一掷 这是我的应许
And you cannot fail me.
你不可能失败，不可能失信的。
And even if I die,
就算我死了
if I perish,
如果我死就死吧。
I'm still desperately depending.
我仍然迫切的在依赖你。
You can stare death in the face.
你可以眼睁睁的面对死亡。
And
视死如归
death
死
will not keep you from trusting him
也不能够拦阻你信靠他
Let me give you just a little glimpse of what I'm talking about
让我给你一个瞥眼
in a personal illustration
给你一个例子让你知道我在讲什么
Our youngest child Victoria is 17 years old
我最小的孩子叫 Victoria 17岁的女孩
On April the 4th, 1999,
1999年4月4号是她生日。
My wife woke me up and said, I think it's time to go to the hospital about 5 a.m.
早上5点钟我妻子把我叫醒说哎呦我要去医院生产。
We'd had two other children.
我们已经有两个孩子了。
By this time I was getting to become a pro, a professional at this.
这时候
professional.
Oh, yeah.
At childbirth.
我已经成了一个专业生儿子的一个老爸爸，不老爸爸，有经验的爸爸。
No panic, no rush.
我也不紧张，我已经有两个了。
We get ready, we go to the hospital.
我们就做好准备，上医院，生儿子。
About 45 minutes later,
45分钟之后，我的女儿 Victoria 生出来了。
I was there in the delivery room.
我在那个生产的房间里头。
And I immediately knew something was wrong.
我马上意识到有些事儿不对劲儿。
As I said, I've been at the birth of my two previous children.
正如我说了，我前面两个孩子我也看他们出生。
Normal childbirth.
我知道正常出生孩子是什么样。
Because of that, I knew this was not normal.
因此我就知道这个孩子不正常。
As the doctor whisked Victoria away from us.
当那个医生把我的小女儿快快的带走的时候。
Behind a curtain, we hear them working on her.
我在那个窗帘后面，我们听到医生在她身上想尽办法，没有哭的声音，什么都没有。
Eventually, they take her out of the room. I can't see her.
最后，他们把我的小女儿带出房间，我看不到她。
About an hour later,
一个钟头之后呢，一个医生来见我们。
He says,
说。
We're not for sure she's going to live.
我们不肯定她能活下去与否。
We think she has some holes in her heart.
我们想她心里头有心脏有个洞。
We don't think her kidneys are working.
她的 kidney 也就是肾脏也没有正常的运作。
And we're pretty sure she's Down syndrome.
我们很肯定她是不是老年痴呆是什么？唐氏症，唐氏症。
Instead of being panicked,
我没有紧张、慌张、害怕，没有。
I remembered the word of the Lord.
我记得主耶稣说的话。
I'm not saying this to brag.
我不是站在这夸口啊，或者认为我特别了不起。
Just telling you.
只是告诉你。
I am so weak.
我何等的软弱。
And so desperate.
何等的迫切需要他。
To depend.
我必须要依靠耶稣。
And so I remembered the word of the Lord.
就我记起耶稣的话。
Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？
And I just began to quote that to myself over and over.
我就一次一次的引用这段经文，审判全地的主。
Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
岂不行公义吗？他做的难道不对吗？
Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
审判全地的主难道做的不对吗？
Yes, you will. You always do right.
你做的总是对，你做的没有错，你是公平的，你是公义的。
I knelt beside my wife's bed and I grabbed her hand.
我跪在我妻子的床旁边，我抓住她的手，我祷告。
Lord,
主啊
，You're good.
你是美善的。
If you take our daughter from us,
如果你把我们的女儿带走
，and you're good,
你仍然是美好。
If you let us keep her,
如果你让我们保留她，你仍然是美善，不管怎
样。But no matter what happens,
不管怎样
，we trust.
我们信靠你，信定了。
And I'm testifying.
我现在做见证。
I experienced the peace of God that passes one's understanding.
经历到那超越人的平安。
I was lifted up.
超越理性的平安。我
lifted up.
我就像被
carried,
被抱起来一样。
Felt no alarm.
觉得没有任何的惊慌害怕。
Perfect joy.
里头完美的喜乐。
That's not human.
这不是人经历的。
It wasn't.
的确，这不像人。
It wasn't natural.
这不自然。
It was supernatural.
这是超自然的经历。
It was Jesus.
这是耶稣向我们显现。
It was the person of the Spirit of Christ working in this abiding.
基督的灵的位格在我们里面，我们在他里面。
I didn't know it, but weeks later.
我不知道，但几个星期之后呢？
Even some of the nurses testified.
甚至有些护士也都做见证。
At the amazing calmness that I had and joy.
他们也见证到我们所经历到那个镇定，那个喜乐。
Even they should notice it was something different.
护士也看到我们跟别人不一样。
It wasn't me.
这不是我。
But Christ.
那是基督在我们里面。
By the way,
我顺便提一下。
He let us keep her.
神让我们保留这个女儿。
But he would have been as equally good if he had taken her.
正如他把她带走一样好，一样好。
You see the doctrine of desperate dependency.
知道这个绝望中的依靠的教义
has as its cornerstone
有一个方角式
the immovable
就是
unshakable
永不改变、永不摇动的信赖。
That God is too good.
信靠神实在太美好，他不会做不美善的事。
And He's too wise to make a mistake.
他太智慧了，他不会犯错误。
It believes in the goodness of God.
他相信神的美善。
That He's always good.
他总是做的尽善尽美。
You need a helper.
你需要一位保惠师，一位帮助者。
And you need to learn how to abide.
你也需要学习如何住在他里面，跟他交通挂钩。
That's what it means to abide.
这就是住在基督里的意思。阿门。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we repent tonight.
主啊，我们今晚悔改。
That we have forsaken living waters.
我们离弃了那活水的源头。
To live out of our own strength.
那是靠着我们自己的能力在生活。
Please forgive us.
主啊，请你原谅我们。
Trying to be both vine and the branch.
原谅我们又要做葡萄树，又想做枝子。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.